Jeffrey, do you realize what the trajectory of your life looks like? In 2030, you'll have clinically low levels of testosterone. In 2040, you'll be infertile. And in 2050, you'll be legally considered a subhuman. Adonis. Adonis sits with his eyes closed, and he foresees the future. I must warn the others. And then, there's you. I'm probably going to seem like a weirdo or a freak for what I'm going to say in this video, but I want to tell you my prediction for the future. I believe in the future, there will be different classes of humans. There will be subhumans and superhumans, and you can see which direction people are going in today. This is some dark shit. You've probably heard over the last few years, AI, artificial intelligence, is doing more and more and more. You know, if you've went to like a fast food restaurant, probably not since you've been on self-improvement because that food's unhealthy. But you know, if you do imagine like you walk into a McDonald's, you know that they've got those like screens that you can order on now instead of having to have like human connection and speak to the cashier. You can just order on the screen and it tells you what your number is and the numbers there are getting on all this. That's like basically artificial intelligence. And when McDonald's brought that into their stores, they fired a bunch of people. They fired a lot of cashiers because they didn't need them anymore. Think about that. There was 100,000 people around the world who were then defined as being less valuable than a machine. That was just the first sign of the bigger things that's about to come, which is the AI revolution, which is basically where a lot of humans will realize that they can bring absolutely no value to the marketplace, to each other. Just imagine all of the world right now, a solid 50 to 80%, whatever the percentage is off low-skilled people, low-value people. Really, the value of the world, like the marketplace, innovation, education, you know, like the big moves of the world are really only created by about 10% of people. Around 50 to 80% of people are basically like just doing the bare minimum. They're just using what's called manual labor, which is where they just like move their bodies and do stuff like the cashier, the taxi driver, you know, the waitress or whatever it is. These often a lot of the people will complain, actually say, oh, but being a waitress, it requires really high skill. Like, yeah. Even a lot of intellectual work is actually low skill. Like, for example, copywriting and all the things that AI has started to replace. A lot of people are going to get offended at this video because chances are I'm probably going to say that the thing that you're working on that you've probably worked on for a little while is actually not that valuable because a bot can do it now. And bots, like a robot, will charge a lot less than you. What this means is that more and more humans are going to discover that they're actually not going to be able to bring much value in this modern world. And when you can't bring value to a tribe, what happens? What happens? Imagine yourself as the tribe leader right now, and there's a full-grown man there who does nothing productive for the tribe, but when it's time to eat, he's always got a full plate. What are you going to do? And don't bullshit yourself saying, oh yeah, you know, everyone's welcome. What are you going to do? Food's getting more and more scarce, but there he is. He didn't go out on the hunt. He didn't build the houses. He didn't even defend against the attack. But there he is, first to eat. What are you going to do? You got to move him out. Soon, people who aren't bringing much value to the marketplace are going to be left behind. People who are basically less valuable, less intelligent, less versatile than whatever AI like bot, the most recent one that's come out. Because every time there's a big new AI software that starts to overtake like an industry, like for example, copywriting with ChatGPT, there's some people who see that as an opportunity. They jump on and realize, okay, I can use AI and I'll be even better. Whereas a lot of people see that and realize that now they're not needed anymore. Because a lot of people are just simply not actually that intelligent or proactive, haven't developed amazing character, haven't been on self-improvement. They still like use their phone at full brightness at nighttime and then complain why they can't sleep, for example. These people will, in my opinion, subtly at first and then maybe legally eventually be classed as like subhumans. When a human eventually merges into like his computer seat and his skin gets stuck to it and he's literally just there in like this weird haze of watching VR porn, it's like gonna be out of a fucking horror movie. I know this sounds like weird as fuck what I'm saying. I'm not saying that there's gonna be like zombies or anything, but like really imagine to yourself right now that this probably hundreds of millions of guys who haven't left their house in the last week, and they're so used to fapping and to, you know, being like a full-on porn addict, they don't even consider nofap or anything. But these days, they don't even like wipe up their nut. Like, they'll just come on their floor. There's probably 100 million men who literally just like are wall comers, who literally will just like come on their wall, and it doesn't even make a difference because they live in like a fucking like stinky dungeon, basically, like a really old, gross, moldy home, right? There's probably 100 million guys like on that extreme side. But then there's a solid 1 billion, 2 billion people who are like consuming every day, watching shit, girls who are orgasming and watching porn and stuff like three times a day with massive fucking vibrators and dildos and stuff. Guys whose dicks aren't even getting hard when they try and fap anymore because they've done it so much. There's probably like a billion people who are in that big bucket. And these are the people like that are gonna experience this problem. We've always known that there's a small percentage of people who are absolutely like just degenerates. Like, we're not talking degenerate who's like, you know, sleeps around with girls. We're talking degenerate as in like a guy who literally is a wall comer. He busts on his wall, doesn't even bother to clean it up. There's probably 100 million of those. We've always known that. Now, what the issue is, the extremism of human capabilities is moving so that that big pocket of like a billion humans, the low-skilled people who are doing jobs that AI will eventually overtake, they're the ones now that are like be almost seen as like the next level of the wall comers. These are the ones now where like it's the way that you look at them already. Think about it. I sound crazy, but the way that you look at most humans right now, where you see them all fucked up posture, looking down at their phones, you see them like, you know, not sleeping right and complaining about it, see them vaping and stuff. It's like you're already seeing the great divide of human beings. You see it already. Now, we in this space have often talked about just men, and we've talked about the divide of men, the top 10%, the 1% of men. But this is happening for women. This is happening to older people. You'll see this right now. Go and look at 10 older people. And like, the thing is, when you see 10 older people, what you're seeing is the top 10% of old people. If you can see an old person, you as this young man probably seeing him in public means that you're actually seeing like a fucking icon of older people, because about 90% of like old people above 50, 60, 70 years old, they're literally all at home just masturbating all the time, eating like fucking TV microwave dinners. The divide is here upon us, and it's going to get way more extreme. Basically, every year that goes by, all we're seeing is that humans keep getting way more extreme on both sides. This is where it gets interesting. You know, the narrative for the last few years has been like, oh, you know, degeneracy, everyone's dopamine addicted and this and this and this. No. Bullshit. What's actually happening is that there is the more of the extreme of humans. It's not just that humans are all getting bad and everyone's a degenerate and everyone's brains aren't working. No. No, we have to admit the truth. It is that a lot of people are getting worse, significantly worse, but actually a fair amount of people are getting significantly better. This is why that great divide is going to be even like bigger, because whilst there's a billion guys who are literally got their phone on full brightness at like 12 o'clock at nighttime and not able to sleep because the blue light, the brightness, they don't even know those kinds of things, right? There's also millions of people who are implementing like the next generation of health protocols. There's millions of people who watch Andrew Huberman's podcast, and the first thing they do when they wake up is go and get sunlight in their eyes because they know that that will lower cortisol and help them sleep better. There's like literally millions of people who are becoming superhumans with the things that we know about improving our health, our brains and our bodies. This is going to be the great divide, this big difference of the people who are doing all of the bad habits and the people who are starting to do all of the good. And you know where you're leading to. If you think about your current actions today, you damn well know which group you're going to be in. I very much hope it's going to be the superhuman group. And the chances are it is. If you've watched like 10 minutes of this video, you've got the attention span for that. You're hooked onto this. You're watching something which is kind of like educational. This isn't entertainment content. Chances are you're probably improving your life a lot, aren't you? You're getting into the gym. You're meditating, trying to eat cleaner. You heard about seed oils being bad, so that's another thing that you're looking out for. And you're cutting off other bad habits. You're cutting off bad people. You're realizing the importance of journaling and social connection and taking a step back from dopamine and degeneracy. Every day you're getting closer to superhuman status. Superhumans will be the ones who are basically like allowed to live by AI. I don't know enough about AI, so I'm sure that there's like some actual like AI nerds watching this thinking that I'm like uneducated. This is just my weird speculation for the future. And of course, it's probably not going to be that extreme that like humans will be killed by robots or whatever shit. I don't think that's going to happen. But I do believe that the humans who can work amongst the super intelligence that arises, which is like artificial intelligence, The humans who still are needed, who are still valuable in our tribes, they will experience the greatest existence humanity has ever had, where we'll be able to get to like the greatest health humans have ever had, the greatest fulfillment humans have ever had, the greatest social connection, friendship that humans have ever had. But it's only going to be eligible to the top, who knows, 5, 10, 20% of humans who are categorized as like superhumans who can work alongside AI. The ones who are healthy, the ones who have been optimizing their brains, the ones who haven't been poisoning themselves, these are the people who will live amazing existences. For the huge percentage of the world, the ones who are scrolling on TikTok right now, the crabs who are pulling down other people from getting onto self-improvements, on the extreme side, we could think that these like crabs will just be like blasted by the AI or something, you know, some robot comes and like fucking eliminates all of them. I doubt it. But most likely what's going to happen is it's just going to be very hard to exist as anything but a superhuman. It's going to be very difficult to just be average or even slightly like above average of like all of humans. Because the human average, when you think about it, is fucking pathetic, isn't it? When you really think that the average is to be obese, the average is to be stupid, the average is to eat like 3,000-4,000 calories a day when you're not even like weightlifting or anything, so it's not even a bulk, it's just being a fat motherfucker. The average is just being like a consumer. Life is going to get very hard for those people, and the sad fact is that's most of your family. That's most of your old friends. Good people. Like, they're not actually evil people at all. They're not bad people. They were just, forgive me for sounding insulting, but they were just too weak and too ignorant to see what's been happening over the last few years. Too ignorant to make the right choices. Too weak to do the good habits instead of the bad. They're not actually bad people, but they keep making horrible choices and they're just not even trying to improve. That's the worst part. These kinds of people, their life is going to get so hard because soon, what are they going to do for work? How are they going to be able to afford things? Imagine like this average person right now, 40-year-old man who has basically no skills, shitty health, shitty sleep, never even read a book in the last 20 years. Just fucking pathetic, honestly. Not read a book in 10 years. Imagine his existence when, let's say, he works some shitty job right now, but imagine in 5 years' time when that job's automated and there's nothing that someone on his level could do. And then you might think, okay, well, you know, he could get onto self-improvement and he could improve, right? No. Because imagine that same guy, 40 years old, no skills right now, and eventually whatever he's doing right now gets outsourced to AI, right? Imagine that situation where then he literally can't afford to eat or anything. He doesn't make fucking money anymore. And there's no job that he could possibly get because all of the jobs are above his like his level of requirements, right? So there's two options. He's going to starve to death, literally. There'll probably be some kind of like a thing set up in the future to stop like these subhumans from like actually like, I mean, I assume there would be, to stop them from like starving to death, you know, universal basic income or something. Or he's going to have to go on the big self-improvement montage, right? That's not going to work anymore. This is the darkest part about everything. You do realize there's a window for self-improvement. You can only get onto self-improvement over the next few years. That's it. After that, it's too late. Like, this is what people don't understand. If you don't actually go hard on your self-improvement for the next few years, it's going to be too late after that in terms of, like, making yourself known in the world, making money, getting women, everything. You know why? Imagine that same 40-year-old guy 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and he's finding himself unemployable. He can't even make a business. You know why? Because everything is cutthroat. Imagine the requirement he needs to build up of himself to be eligible for any job. But there's people who's been on self-improvement for 10 years who are taking that job. Imagine he's going to think, oh, well, I'll become an entrepreneur, right? Everyone was making money. No, it's too late now. Because the 17-year-olds who've been making money like today, they're like 7 years in business. They'll fucking destroy you. You won't even get a single sale because your brain doesn't even work well. This is the darkest part of all this. I am usually a guy who's filled with hope and would give so much hope to you and to anyone who's watching, and I still will to you to this day who's watching this. But this is the darkest thing for our family members, for our friends, for future humans. If they're not on self-improvement right now, this is literally the last chance. If there's a few years left to be able to get onto self-improvement, to become intelligent, to optimize your brain and body so that you can go out into the world and like do what it takes to have a good life, to set yourself up. If you don't have that right now, if you're not developing yourself on self-improvement right now, in a few years time, it's gonna be too late. For the guys who, you know, they want to date a nice, beautiful woman, right? Right now, there's still hope. You can be a total loser today, but a year from now, get into an awesome relationship. The truth is, we all know this. We've all seen so many success stories of absolute losers, skinny fat, low testosterone, little wimps and everything. They get onto self-improvement. They lift weights hard for a year. They become new kind of men who hold themselves with confidence, increase their testosterone, learn how to love a woman properly, and they actually get into a beautiful relationship. That's still possible right now. It's not going to be possible in 5 years' time. Imagine a Jeffrey 5 years from now. Not only is a Jeffrey from now till 5 years later going to be a super Jeffrey. Think about what we think of a Jeffrey is, right? Jeffrey's like the loser, TikTok, whatever, right? But he's still relatively like a human being, isn't he? Imagine what the Jeffrey is like 5 years from now. Imagine the same Jeffreys that you know, 5 years of their bad habits, but it's not just going to be like consistently going down. It's going to be exponentially making their lives worse. Imagine a super Jeffrey 5 years from now. There would actually be 0% chance. It would genuinely be impossible for him to be eligible enough to attract a woman. It would not happen. Even with surgery, even with more extreme things, with taking steroids, the chance is gone. Think about how fucked that is. That literally, like I probably sound crazy for saying this, but you can sense some truth with just your sort of human gut instinct that this is probably going to be like what's going to happen. Now, this could be one of those speculations, those predictions that, like, you know, people make about the future and it turns out you weren't even close. So people 50 years ago thought that now we'd have like teleportation devices and we'd all be flying with the cars and everything, right? And they were all wrong. But it really seems like with the concept of artificial intelligence, we will actually see that exponential growth that earlier humans, like, you know, 50 years ago, previous generations, they thought would happen. They, like 100 years ago, they thought that we'd all be like living on the moon and stuff. And obviously technology hasn't increased like that fast. Sure, we've been able to get the world's knowledge and put it into our phones, but we've not been able to do much in the physical world. We've not been able to like take men to other planets or anything. But with AI, the smartest people on the planet are like, their narrative of what they're saying is we have basically no idea of what's going to happen. We don't even know if AI will align with human beings and even let us live. We don't even know if AI will, for example, just see us as so insignificant that they'll accidentally crush us, just like we kill a billion ants when we make like a massive motorway, you know, like a massive road. Maybe AI will crush us as tiny little ants. Maybe. But just, before I end off this video, just think about that for a second. Of imagine what a super Jeffrey is going to look like 5 years from now. Because right now it's bad. Imagine like super Jeffrey right now is like full on, doesn't leave his house, watches porn 3 times a day before bedtime and everything, right? 5 years from now, when there's the next generation of like VR porn or whatever the fuck, you know, right now VR porn, something like it's a bit weird. No one's really used it. Imagine then you can literally just like have these glasses or whatever it is where you genuinely are in like this new reality, like, you know, the metaverse or something, and you can spawn 50 beautiful like blonde women, your exact preference, whatever, all sucking you off at the same time. Bro, there's not going to be a Jeffrey then. Or every Jeffrey is going to become a super Jeffrey who's literally just like in the real world, they're just like stuck to their computer chair like this, and they've been there for like 4 weeks at a time with like a drip feed inside of them, and they're literally just having orgies inside of the metaverse. That's going to be the future of super Jeffreys, and there'll be zero chance for them to be able to even get a job, to get employment, to start a business. That's what I think is the darkest part of all of this. Hope will be taken away from the bottom tiers of people. Right now, the bottom tier of people still actually can have hope, because it is absolutely the truth that like a low tier man can actually like build his life up. You've seen me do this. Like this channel is actual video proof of that. If you scroll all the way down, the thing is, I wasn't like a total Jeffrey at the start of this channel. Like there was like 4 videos I posted before I became like a YouTuber. So I posted like 4 videos, then didn't upload for like 9 months. In those 9 months, I was jacking off every day. I was smoking weed every day. I was watching like fucked up porn at like 3 a.m. And when you think about from the first like video that I posted, like the 2 week dopamine detox, it's like the fifth video on the channel from the oldest to now, of how much progress I've made and how much impact I've had on the world and the man that I've been able to build myself up to and the beautiful relationship I've been able to cultivate, it gives proof and hope to men of today. But the saddest part is in a few years' time, I'm not sure if hope for the bottom, like 80, 90% of people will even be a thing. Because the gap of competition will just be too high. They won't be able to compete with anyone who started business today. Like if you're a young guy and you've been thinking about business a lot more recently, you shouldn't feel bad about this because I'm saying you're becoming the superhuman. You don't need to be super successful today. You just need to be on self-improvement and have a positive path, like a positive trajectory. If you've been thinking about business and online income and self-improvement and building muscle and you're becoming more attractive to women and you've been reading like books like The Way of the Superior Man, if you have been developing yourself like this today, your future 5 years from now is going to look incredible because within these years, you're going to keep learning these strategies of boosting your health, your brain, your body, and you're going to get such like a starting position for building your business, for being attractive to women, that someone 5 years from now, if they haven't been doing any self-improvement things, they will not be able to compete. Because there's a million other guys like you right now who are about to start the same business. And you, like you young guys, will actually get success. You'll be able to make a few K a month by next year. You'll be able to make 10K a month within 2 years from now if you really work hard on it. But 5 years from now, there can't be someone who's got zero experience in business just starting. It could not happen. There couldn't be a loser 5 years from now suddenly, like, you know, go on a big montage to improve himself and attract a girl, because every girl will be with guys who have been improving themselves for the last 5 years at least. Because these days, when it comes to dating, for example, literally there's so much research to prove to you exactly what it takes to date a woman, exactly what hooks like her psychological subconscious brain that she's attracted to you. It's like it's all been distilled now. Literally all the knowledge is there. There's so many guys speaking about like whether the bro science version or the actual like research versions of, you know, becoming an attractive man. You've got to have the aesthetic body because it symbolizes good genetics. You want to have more symbols of high testosterone if she's ovulating. So if she can get pregnant, she's more attracted to guys who symbolize higher testosterone. If she can't get pregnant, then she's more, you know, like guys know this. We know autistic details on how it comes to attracting women. Imagine being a guy who doesn't know anything about women 5 years from now. He's fucked. That same guy today can go through all of this research and actually within a year get himself an awesome girlfriend. 5 years from now, it's just too late, because that girlfriend he could have gotten is now dating a guy who's been like learning this stuff for 5 years. Everyone, like, this is the crucifix. This is like the pinnacle of humanity right now. This is like the big divide is coming, and it's basically just which people have got a growth mindset or a fixed mindset, which people are delaying gratification or consuming instant gratification, which people are on self-improvement and which people are on the path of degeneracy. You have chosen right. By watching this entire video, by being into self-improvement as much as you are, by learning from others, by having basically this tribe of mentors, of successful people whose content you consume, you've chosen the right path. I'm sorry about your friends and family. If there was a way, an effective way to save the people that we love, trust me, I would have made like a full guide. I would have made 20 guides on it already. But if you've watched a lot of my videos, this is a very specific thing I've said sometimes, so you might recognize it. I have really, really tried to help the men who want my help, to help them to help their families. And I've always failed. I have always failed in helping a tribe member of mine, a young man, when he wants to help his family or his friends. I've never been able to make like self-improvement go through to people and help someone who doesn't even want to improve. I've said this for years, and if you've really watched a lot of my videos, you probably slightly recognize this, because on and off, I've said this at random times. That's the one topic of self-improvement I've never been able to crack, of helping someone who doesn't want your help. So if I've got like a fan who watches me, his life is improved because he really cares about self-improvement, but he's trying to help like his brother, but his brother really doesn't care about self-improvement. He's a Jeffrey, or he's trying to help like his parents, but they won't listen to him because there's that like power dynamic. I have never been able to help a young man do that. I've just not. If I figure out a way to save our loved ones, I will absolutely, like, I vow to you, I will spend weeks, months making, like, this effective guide, and I'll make it for free that you can watch and follow step by step on, like, the weird psychological tactics that's required to, like, get your parents to start self-improvements. But today, after 3 years of being on this path, I have been utterly unsuccessful at that. Which is strange because I'm very fucking good at what I do. When you really think about it, I am very effective at getting guys onto self-improvement, improving their lives, delaying gratification. Think about how hard of a skill that is. I've gotten millions of guys to basically leave their old tribes and to join mine and to basically, like, be alone in the real world, which, think about how difficult that would be on, like, a primitive caveman level, where I've convinced millions of guys to, like, stop being friends with their Jeffrey friends and to, like, leave their social connection, which is seen as so important. I've convinced millions of guys to delay gratification. I'm very good at what I do, but for some reason, I've had absolutely zero success in helping guys who want to help their parents, their siblings, and everything. Sometimes with siblings, like, for example, if you've got, like, a little brother, sometimes it's a lot easier because that power dynamic is easier for you and you're able to convince your little brother to go to the gym. But especially when it comes to, like, parents and it comes to random girls and, you know, it comes to people who don't even care about self-improvement, I don't think we can do that. The future will be divided into subhumans and superhumans. You need to secure your spot inside of the superhuman category. Maybe I am absolutely crazy, and I'm sure that there's, like, people who only watched a few minutes of this video and thought, okay, this guy's, like, you know, just being weird, or he's just shouting to get views on YouTube. But if you've watched this far, I'm guessing you feel that, like, human gut instincts that I do, that this actually sounds kind of reasonable. We could be completely wrong. AI could be, like, completely different to what we expect, and, like, the future of humans could be different. I hope it is. I don't think it will be. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.